News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the local business process outsourcing BPO sector could reach $750 million by 2020. Currently valued at more than $400 million, Dr. Wheatley says the industry is growing at a tremendous rate. He adds that a recent study of companies involved in outsourcing indicates that the sector is expected to see growth across all functions surveyed, particularly information technology, finance and human resources.
Jamaica possesses all the main elements necessary when considering an outsourcing destination. In fact, it is considered to truly be near shore in terms of its proximity to the U.S. market and as a competent and highly skilled labor force which has been performing at the highest level and in some instances, I must say, exceeding expectations.
At the global level, the BPO sector is projected to be valued at $265 billion by 2022. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government remains focused on building greater public-private partnerships, PPP, to foster growth. He says a robust PPP allows the country to unlock the value of its assets, reduce debt, and mobilize local and foreign direct investments into the economy.
Public-private partnerships have emerged as an important commercial modality to secure economic growth. The mutual benefit that public-private partnerships offer is of great value.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the third Chief Executive Officer's CEO's Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru recently. He adds that public-private partnerships are crucial as the government works to quicken the pace at which it delivers jobs, improves infrastructure, and provides training opportunities that match labor market demands. The Education Ministry will be collaborating with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, to stage an inaugural Anti-Gang Week. The hosting of the week is part of activities being undertaken through a special partnership with the JCF's Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch, CTOC, to engage at-risk youth and steer them away from criminal activities. Head of CTOC, Assistant Commissioner of Police, Fitz Bailey, says plans for the week are being finalized, with rollout scheduled for May.
We will engage our stakeholders, including the NGOs, the church, other civic group, and the entire week will be focused on diversion from gangs. We are planning to have like town-hall meetings, going into schools, different with variety of program projects, sensitization issues. So that is in train.
ACP Bailey says the week will focus on activities that promote diversion from gangs and will target students as well as at-risk youth outside of the school system. Activities for the week are to be funded under the $3 million Safe Schools project, being financed by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. And a director of the Caribbean and Americas Department in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Angela Comfort, has been appointed Jamaica's High Commissioner Designate to South Africa. Mrs. Comfort replaces Acting High Commissioner Philip Riley. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says Mrs. Comfort's wealth of bilateral, regional and multilateral experience will help to boost Jamaica-South Africa relations. Mrs. Comfort is a career diplomat, having joined the Jamaican Foreign Service in 1981. She previously served on two occasions at the Jamaican High Commission in London, including as Counselor for Economic Affairs. Her previous posts in the Foreign Service include Deputy Permanent Representative of Jamaica to the United Nations and the Permanent Mission of Jamaica to the United Nations in New York. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Match for you and me and he and
the events gone to work. Them I do the match. We are early for school. Me, I do the match. Me polishing my shoes. Me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear. Afi do the match. The numerous level not drop and be proud of that. That. Match in the schools need to improve. That. Challenge myself, set goals up top. Match afi me, match afi you. That.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.